The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective, and more importantly, affordable tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business or a 50-location car dealership, a franchise owner, dealer, or you have an entrepreneurial mindset, you own a business, or you're really struggling with your business, we want to help. We will coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website tips, how to construct a well-optimized, fully engaged website, marketing, advertising, employees, how to create cash flow, which is today's topic. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today, as I said, we're going to outline how to create positive cash flow for your business. We are pre-recorded today, unfortunately. We are busy at Video Broadcast Services, so we are recording. However, you can reach us at 888-996-9697 if you have any questions or comments about today's program. Or if you'd like us to answer any of your questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about Video Broadcast Services. We are a comprehensive, cutting-edge, yet kind of old-school mentality marketing company. Our vehicle of choice to drive qualified traffic to your business and website, video. That's what we do, and video is really in its infancy right now. If you would like some more information about what we do, again, that number, 888-996-9697 or info@videobroadcastservices.com. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love what we can do for you. But without further ado, let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Marcia. Yeah, glad to be here today. Great, great show with great information. And, I think one of the most important topics is cash flow and making sure that your business is cash flow healthy.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of ways to do it. And, you know, I'm going to kind of back up a little bit and kind of backpedal a little bit in terms of a lot of people really feel like you need everybody knows when you first get going with a business, it very rarely are you in a position to pay yourself, hire employees, and do all of that. And our previous program was really talking about how to outsource things that are actually going to maximize your efforts and really minimize your scatteredness, if you will, in terms of trying to run your business. And this kind of all plays into the cash flow portion of it. You really have got to be able to parse up your day and really make sure that 90% of your time is going into running your business and growing your business in order to remain profitable. And there are many ways that you can do that. A lot of people, you know, you do, if you are starting to launch a business, cash flow is extremely, extremely important. And one of the formulas that I really want to talk about in terms of being able to do that is, you know, you've got to make sure that your product or service and the cost of what you're doing is in line with profitability. And there's a couple of different formulas that you can utilize to do that. As a rule of thumb in a retail product, you know, it really, your cost of goods and services in order to remain profitable needs to not exceed about 30% of what your overall cost is in order to bring that product or service to the marketplace. So you've got to be able to make sure that you're priced accordingly. And I think that the number one reason why businesses struggle so is that they are competing, you know, with big box. They're competing with people purchasing things online. You know, in a tough economy, they're dealing with, you know, cutbacks of people. You know, I was always surprised to learn that even dentists and eye doctors and even medical doctors will tell you that in a downturned economy that their practices suffer from that. And that surprised me. I always thought, well, everyone's going to continue to go to the dentist. Everyone's going to continue to go to the doctor. That is not true. They definitely feel that pinch like every other business in, out there. So that's really, really important. So, Kyle, you know, in terms of being able to price your product and making sure that you're not priced out of the game, how does one factor in the ever-growing pressure from your goods and services being brought through the marketplace through different means that are more cost-effective that you can't simply compete with?
Well, I think it comes down to offering a more superior product. You know, obviously, if things change, you have to change with them and most importantly, be ahead of the curve of change. And so the better the product that you can offer, obviously, the more you can ask, you know, for compensation for supplying your products and services. And so, and then it really also comes down to branding as well, making sure that the marketplace understands the importance of your product and that their business, you know, them or their business can't go without your product, that it's a very, you know, it's a necessity for them or for their business to do business with you. And so, you know, there are a few things there that you can do to keep your prices high and also maintain competitiveness, because if you offer a better, more superior product, you're going to be more competitive in the marketplace. And as other people start doing, you know, start offering something cheaper, I mean, it can only get so cheap until it finally is no longer even a business and no one can do it at that cheap of a price point. And so it really comes down to offering a superior product, keeping ahead of the curve, and making sure that that your clients and customers know that your product is better and why.
Right. It goes, kind of goes back to a guest we had on our program several years ago, and she talked about how she was always questioned about how she managed with, you know, five kids and running your business. And she basically said, you get it done. There's no excuse. Everybody has things that you need to get done. And it's the same thing. You know, there are businesses out there that are competing against big box and the internet and all that, and they're thriving. And they're doing it because they're offering a superior product and absolute supreme customer service that allows that consumer to say, no, I'll stick with this. This is working for me, and that's why I'm going to do that. That in of itself is how you create positive cash flows, making yourself, you know, to the point where your clients and your customers, you know, are not going to want to be without you or your product or service, and therefore you get that longevity. And, you know, and unfortunately, the internet, it does help businesses, but it also creates problems and challenges, and there are always ways, you know, there are always ways to overcome that. And great product and great customer service and great services is always a great way to negate that chief complaint that we hear from a lot of businesses. Also, you know, in terms of, you know, your receivables, Kyle, I think, again, you know, we talked on previous shows about outsourcing, you know, your accounts payable and receivables, and a program that we talk about a lot on this program is FreshBooks. And it's a great way to automate your billing and create invoices and estimates and reports and, you know, sync it with your checkbook and your credit card for your business. And it's just an amazing service. I can't say enough about it. I'm sure FreshBooks has no idea how much we're talking about this company, but they are just a supreme company. In fact, we should probably have them on the program. So that in of itself does. So what happens when you get into a billing issue, Kyle? How can the consumers, the business owners, you know, speed up their payments with their consumers? There's a couple of different ways they can do it. Can you talk about that in terms of being able to help them receive their receivables in a more timely fashion?
Yeah, having slow payments can be detrimental to any business, and it's, like we've been talking about, it's critical to have cash flow. And so you can help your clients to pay by getting personal with them, being on a personal level with them. For instance, giving them a call rather than just sending a letter or an email, and letting them know that your business will suffer without the cash flow, and that way they'll feel more obligated to send payment and to send it quickly. They understand cash flow. If you're doing business to business, the other business understands cash flow. They understand the importance of cash flow. And so you've got, when you bring it in terms of them as well, then they'll be more likely to send payment and keep that cash flow going.
Right. And I think the other thing you can do is offer a discount for payments within 10 days. Or make sure that when you establish the contract, that you definitely explain to people that, the payments need to be made, on such and such a date. And, make sure that that's written into your contract if it's a service that you're providing. Most people are pretty good about it. I know for my husband, who's been in business for, 20 some odd years and almost on the shady side of 20 years. And I can count on one hand the amount of time that we've really had an issue of obtaining payment. It does happen. But for the most part, the percentage is small. And I really believe a lot of it has to do with the fact that he is very personable. People, his work is of quality. His customer service is excellent. And people clamor to pay him. In fact, he felt bad the other day. Someone wanted to pay him. And he said, well, I'm not exactly sure what the total is going to be when I'm done. But they knew roughly in the ballpark that it was going to be. And they had to leave to go somewhere and said, they called him and said, oh, if you want to come back tonight later, we'll be happy to pay you. And I know why, because he signatures every job that he does, and he's very good at what he does. So that in of itself is a way to ensure that your payments are going to come in a more timely fashion. So what do you do? One book that I highly recommend that you read, because a lot of people, they don't know what to do when their cash flow is looking a little bit grim and they're not quite sure what to do. Well, I'm going to tell you what not to do, and then I'm going to give you a resource of what you can do. And one thing that I've learned over the years is that panic and desperation will only create more debt. But action and originality and creativity will create income. So it's really about ensuring that rather than sitting at your desk worrying about how bad your cash flow is, being creative and being action-oriented is going to actually help you. And to sit still and just sit there and look at your checkbook and stare at it hoping that the numbers are going to change is not going to help. Complaining about it, talking about it, pining about it is not going to help either. What you need to do is you need to look back and figure out, where did I go wrong with this, and why is my cash flow suffering? One of the things that we talk about amongst ourselves between Kyle and I is when we're talking about the business and how we want to grow it and whatnot is in terms of, your matrix and how you set your business up. So, for example, if you are a client-based business, let's say you're a dentist, okay, and, or an orthopedic doctor or whatever, a lot of healthcare practices will tell you that they have their meat and potatoes of their business, and then they have the fluff, if you will. And the meat and potatoes is what they run their business off, and the fluff is where they actually grow the business. So you always have to have a fine balance of that, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to get yourself where you contract with one client for 1,000 different things, or you have one contract that is really the nuts and bolts of your business and the complete workhorse of your business. Because what happens if that business suffers cash flow problems and they can't pay you, or they decide that they're going to file bankruptcy and go out of business and you're stuck and you're not going to be able to recoup any of the money on that, and worse, your whole workhorse of your business is now gone. So always remember to have a financial matrix and a well-blended balance of clients so that you never, ever have that experience where, sometimes the fluff end of your business where, I know like broken bones for an orthopedic doctor is really where they make their meat and potatoes of their business, and hip replacements and knee replacements and so forth are kind of a fluff part of the business. So what you want to do is you want to have a well-balanced financial matrix for your business so that you never get to the point where, you know, if the fluff is not coming through, you still have the meat and potatoes, or if the meat and potatoes is running, you simply do not have to worry. So you really have got to set yourself up to be well-balanced. Another thing that you really have to worry about is making sure that, you know, cost increases when things, you know, your price increases. I know I talked to a guy that runs a couple of different pizza places, and he was telling me how people don't understand that a flour increase for him, it was huge, absolutely huge. You know, when the price of produce goes up, it affects him. And, you know, the price of gas affects him because he gets surcharges on his deliveries for his flour and his produce and his beverages and whatnot. So, you know, always be able to have a little bit of a wiggle room, and always understand that, you know, when you get a huge account and maybe you get a windfall of income coming into your business, that's not the time to throw a party and spend. That's the time to reinvest in yourself and say, okay, let me allow myself to have working capital then infused into my business, as opposed to just saying, okay, bonuses for everybody. Bonuses can come down the road, but they really have to be integrated once you have a very well-established business and things are really moving along. For a startup, you're looking minimum 3 to 5 years, and more realistically, you're looking 5 to 7. So you've got to be able to withstand that. People would say, I simply cannot go 5 to 7 years without a paycheck. You've got to be able to find a way then to integrate a cash flow system into your business plan to be able to do that. And there are many, many ways that you can do that, and we will be tackling those subjects on our programs at a later date in terms of how to create a baseline income for your business and then how to build upon that to get that meat and potatoes business as well as the fluff end of the business and really know that matrix and how to put that into play. Kyle, what else can people do to kind of further along their cash flow while they're running their business?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like you're talking about watching your budget. We've talked in past shows about outsourcing, which can really be cost effective in terms of outsourcing some of the work that you do instead of doing it in house. That can be really cost effective and help your cash flow situation. And then also, like we talked about earlier, keeping that personal touch with your clients, the customers, and keeping that personal relationship. So it's not all business. There is a personal aspect to that, and keeping that personal relationship alive.
Right. I think again, it comes down to desperation is going to create debt, and action is going to create income. So really, it really comes down to that. You can sit and stare at your computer screen all you want. It's not going to put money into your checking account. You got to get busy, really, is what it comes down to. But having that matrix into play, don't ever, ever throw all your eggs into one basket and expect that, you know, that one client's going to carry you to victory day in and day out, because you just never know. As Kyle says all the time, what works for you may work against you at some point, and you need to make sure that you keep that always in the back of your mind. Desperation creates debt. Action creates income. And to me, that is part of the winning formula to creating positive cash flow for your business. We are on a shortened schedule the next couple of weeks because we are busy at Video Broadcast Services, I'm happy to say. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope you find this information useful and effective. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, a service, product, anything that you think would benefit our listeners as it pertains to business, or even if it pertains to somebody personally that then spills over into their business, we would love to hear from you. Our number, we can be reached at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. www.thebusinessbrokerclub.com. Again, our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive, affordable, and effective business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.